But right now, it is time for the Bachelor Update. Yes, the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. Yes, we watch it, my wife and I. And then we recap it for you on Tuesdays. I've got my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, on the phone line. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
Oh, I tell you what, it was a happy day last night, wasn't it, Joy?
Woohoo! Yes.
We're going to start off with this. It was a two-on-one date, and it was Kendall, and it was Crystal. And all of America was praying, please send Crystal home, and this is what happened.
Kendall, I would like you to have this rose, because I see a lot of promise, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kendall, will you accept it?
Yes, of course.
Boom. That happened right there. It was almost like you could hear America rejoicing, and Crystal was fit to be tied, Joy.
Oh, yeah. She was not happy. She was, she went into that so confident. I don't know what in her mind made her think that she had that in the bag. And I was just hoping and praying it was going to be Kendall, because I really like Kendall. And I love how she gets in Crystal's head with her words. It just makes me so happy. So I was so, so happy to see her go.
And it was what Kendall said, and I think it's great. It says, Kendall said the most powerful thing tonight, quote, "When you say things to hurt someone, you don't win. You just hurt a person." And she said that to Crystal, and I was like, right on.
That is exactly right. Yeah, she says things to hurt people, and she does feel like she wins in that moment. So, yeah, she didn't win. She lost. She
lost. See you later, turkey. So they were in Paris, by the way. But let's go back to the beginning here, and Lauren B., got a one-on-one date with Ari in Paris, sightseeing and all this stuff, and pretty quiet, Joy.
It was the most silent date ever. It was like hardly any talking at all. I mean, they're in Paris. You know, they're in Paris seeing all the stuff, and he's like, wow, that's beautiful. Wow, look at that. And she's just like, wow, wow. Like, she's very dry, very dry.
Yeah, I felt sorry for him in a way, because he was trying to just pull out some information here to find out more about the girl.
Yeah, she did finally open up at the dinner, mm-hmm. and kind of explain to him where she's coming from, and, you know, then he kept her because of that. And I was glad that she did open up a little bit, but I just have a feeling, you know, that's mm-hmm. going to end up holding her back in the future.
We went on a group date to the Moulin Rouge. I don't even know if I said that right.
Moulin Rouge.
Okay, there it is, like in the song with Christina Aguilera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Lady Marmalade. Okay. They all learned how to dance the can-can or whatever, and basically it was an opportunity for the bachelor to see all the women in thongs.
Yep, that was it. And I think he was almost embarrassed. Like, he kept putting the hat over his face. Like, I mean, I'm sure he was loving it, but there was a hint of embarrassment almost.
The short-haired Becca got the rose there on that deal, and they were both in the show together. The other girls were not happy.
They had to sit and watch was the worst part.
But the last one-on-one was with Jacqueline, and we haven't seen much with Jacqueline. What are your thoughts there?
She's very nice, and she's outgoing and outspoken. I think they have fun together. They compliment each other, but I think her plans, you know, will probably be a hindrance later on, because she's going for her PhD, and she still has 6 years of college.
Right.
And so I just think that probably will end up being, you know, a determining factor later on in his decision-making, but I like her. I mean, she's sweet. She's not, you know, she's not Kendall, because she's my favorite right now, but she's good.
So you're saying, moving forward here as we're progressing in this deal, because now it's getting down to the wire. Now we're getting down there. Kendall is still looking like your favorite.
Yeah, I like Kendall a lot. I think they make a really, really good couple.
Well, we'll see what happens, because in the next week we are heading to Tuscany, Italy, and everybody's crying on the show. Everybody's crying, babe.
Everybody, even Ari. They're all crying.
They're all crying, but yet they're all kissing. Everybody's kissing everybody. And it's just gross. It's just like, come on, save a little bit.
I definitely want to be the first girl that talks to him every night, not the last. That's all I'm saying.
That would be terrible. You know, but we'll find out what happens as we head over to Italy next week on the most unrealistic reality show in all of television, ABC's The Bachelor. My beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, you have a wonderful day, and I love you very much.
You too. I love you too.